We want to take a step back from all the excitement, because I believe that we have delivered a lot of this during this year, and now we are focusing more on analytics. Like, you need to understand what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And this is, it's not exciting, it's quite boring, it's just useful and can actually grow your business when you know what are your points of growth, how are you performing at the moment.
We are here at the Sigma Europe at the MMH. It's myself, Wesley, and I'm with Tatiana, head of Soft Swiss Game Aggregator. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about what's happening at Soft Swiss and also what's a little bit happening here at Sigma Europe. So, Tatiana, what are your impressions of this year's exhibition? How does this experience differ to previous years?
Well, we all know that the venue is new. But I would say the venue is new, but the experience is very much the same to previous years. So it's packed with people. It's very hot, quite literally. It's busy, it's hot. We are getting things done. So it's quite amazing.
I'm glad you're having a great experience here. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about what Soft Swiss Game Aggregator is and its key advantages? Like, who would benefit from the most from this product?
Mm-hmm. I can go all day. I will try to keep it as short as possible.
That's
fine. So I want to believe that we are aiming all participants of gaming activity. We need to be useful and effective for game providers, for casino operators, and for players. I mean, unless we are used and needed by them, we do not have to exist, I would say. But our prime focus is, of course, casino operators, because we're a B2B provider, and we are aiming at casino operators who wants to save efforts, who wants to save money. So by doing the bare minimum, like signing an agreement and completing one-time integration, they can get a whole bunch of products, a whole bunch of like solutions in one place, and it's just quite effective.
So this will essentially allows you to go to market much quicker,
exactly.
Much faster,
exactly.
At a much less cost and much less pain
than
you would normally go through. Oh, that's fantastic. And so this year has proven to be quite a successful year for your team. Can you share some of the notable achievement outcomes of the game aggregators work in 2023? And what have been the factors that contributed to the remarkable success of the product?
I'm very glad that you asked. Of course. I can say that we keep growing. Like, we are growing every month, every year, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of my team that making it possible. So we've reached 11 billion euro of total bets per month.
Wow.
So we are holding this plank for now, and we will be growing further.
So it's like 12 billion next month, right?
Not next month, but next year, which is very soon. So
fantastic.
We'll see it quite soon. And another remarkable thing is we launched our tournament tool, our own development, which is, it took us some effort. It was a bit painful, but now we are proudly launched with our own solution. And the other thing is that also this year, like everything happened in this year, now our API allows our clients to get the whole lot of our products, like not just games, not like the 16,000 games that we have, but also sportsbook and also jackpot solution on top of that. So they don't have to do any extra work, and they can get pretty much what they want in one place. So we are very proud of
that. That is absolutely fantastic. And that tournament tool, I'm sure, adds a whole element of gamification and it just drives players to play more, engage more into the platform.
It's true. That's our intention.
So you did mention that the product solutions for boosting player engagement, such as the tournament tool, could you provide me a more comprehensive overview of the tool's functionality and elaborate on how it's been received by the clients? What are your plans, and also what are your plans for expanding these features?
Oh, sure. I will be very straightforward. The tournament tool is MVP now. So we have basically chosen the best performing mechanics and the best performing ways to satisfy our clients' needs. So it's very simple, yet very sophisticated in terms of that our clients get everything they need because they're very happy with what they got. So we have launched with our major brands,
mm-hmm.
got fantastic feedback. They're very happy, mostly because we listened to them while we were developing. So it's we are not the first. It's not unique idea to get the tournament. It's very like spread. But I think the biggest question is who does it in a very seamless and natural way to clients to utilize it. So basically, we picked the best performing mechanics. We listened to our clients what they want in terms of like marketing, in terms of player segmentation, in terms of how do they reach this and that market, and we just. You know, we implemented, we delivered. That's the key success.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing. And it, this whole concept of making sure that players don't feel alone as they're playing and bringing them as now part of a community is going to be a massive driver for what you guys are doing. Now, given your extensive experience, you likely have insights into your industry development trends and areas for your clients' growth. What aspects should operators currently focus on to ensure their businesses flourish in the upcoming years?
Well, that I would say we can proceed on the previous question, because gamification and keeping players entertained is the key. And a lot of brands are utilizing something they invented, I would say, some challenges, some battles. They can be quite unique. But in the end, players go from one brand to another, and they still want to see something that they're familiar with, mm-hmm. something they're used to. So basically, I would say that all operators have to have what everyone has and add something on top of that. And with what we are providing is like, you need to have this as a baseline. You need to start with this. You can go anywhere else with your own invention, but still players will need more tools to be entertained. And that is the key. I mean, you cannot stick with your old ways of dealing with players, because they are waiting for more. For more and more each year, and I would say that this ground floor is getting higher each year.
It sounds like the online casinos are becoming more and more like the traditional casinos, where it's not just about the playing the game, but yes. It's about the entire experience, the community, the entertainment, and the fact that you're just having fun being part of this entire community and space. So that's really exciting. Now, speaking of exciting, what exciting features can clients anticipate from SoftSwiss Game Aggregator in 2024?
Well, I will be, again, very straightforward, because we want to take a step back from all the excitement, because I believe that we have delivered a lot of this during this year, and now we are focusing more on analytics. Like, you need to understand what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And this is, it's not exciting, it's quite boring, it's just useful and can actually grow your business when you know what are your points of growth, how are you performing at the moment. So I would say that this is our prime focus. But of course, we will also elaborate on our tournament tools, because we have a couple ideas in mind that that are very welcomed, but we need to go like in steps. So I would say that we first go with analytics, and then we proceed with a bit of more excitement in our tournaments. Again, because we want to listen to our operators who are now launching like more and more, we don't want to restrict ourselves with our plan, but we want to be very flexible and deliver just what they're expecting. So we are here, you know, to listen to them and deliver what they actually need.
Well, data and client feedback is the core at any good business, and having the right data to help make those decisions sounds like the perfect plan after a whole year of so many successes that SoftSwiss Game Aggregator has launched. Tatiana, thank you so much for joining us here at the Sigma Europe at the MMMH and here on the podcast. We hope to hear more from you in 2024 and hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much.
So this is all for me, Wesley, here at Sigma 24. We got more podcasts coming up. Do stay tuned to Sigma Podcast.